stop holding on to realities and people and connections that really don't want to be present in our lives in the way that honors our authentic self. Sometimes we hurt over certain bonds and connections breaking because of that core need that we have to feel connected. But if that connection doesn't welcome you as you are and the change that you're going through and you deciding to do what's best for yourself, then that's not true connection. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of In the Clear. Our goal with this podcast is to help you get clarity on all aspects of your life using a balanced and holistic approach that employs both logic and emotion. Today's episode is going to be on navigating changes that we don't choose, like the loss of a loved one, like going through a breakup, like losing the job that you really wanted, or losing a certain title or status that you really identified with and thought you couldn't live without. It's basically changes that we have no control over. Now, if you have been watching me, you know that I'm recording more than one episode per sitting. And if you're listening, nothing is different for you. So let's begin. When it comes to changes that we don't choose, there is an element of being upset over not having the choice. Regardless of what it is that changed in our lives, the fact that we weren't able to choose for ourselves, it really gets to us. The example that I can think of is when somebody comes to the other person and they're in a relationship and says, I no longer want to be with you. And then the other person is like, I should have ended it first. I would have felt better if I ended it first. And it's like, you're saying that to avoid the pain of the relationship ending, because at the end of the day, if you weren't happy and you wanted it to be over, there was a reason that you didn't say that first. And the fact that the element of choice was taken away from you kind of blinds you to the reality that this is over and that you need to navigate it somehow. You need to do something so that you can readapt and recalibrate your life into a reality where that person isn't with you anymore. You don't come home to them anymore. You don't talk to them all the time anymore. You don't share your good news with them anymore, or your bad news. There's the element of not being able to say, I'm the one who wants this. It makes us feel a little bit helpless. It makes us feel a little bit like something was taken away from us. And all I want you to do when you feel that way is to acknowledge that for yourself. It hurts me that I didn't have a say in this. Of course that hurts, because it makes you feel like your opinion or your decision for yourself or your wants and needs for yourself were dismissed. Like you're not being seen and heard for who you are. Of course it's going to hurt. But the bigger pain and the more important one that you need to focus on is this new reality and what it's going to look like. It's being able to grieve the past that you experienced in that reality, whether it's just this relationship or some other change that you went through in your life, some other reality that existed that is now no longer there. You have to allow yourself to grieve it, and you also have to allow yourself to grieve the future that you envisioned with that reality. If it's in a relationship, you have to grieve the future you imagined with that person. If it's a job, you have to grieve the future that you thought you would have on the trajectory of that career. If it's a person that you really loved that you lost through death, for example, you have to grieve all the moments that you saw yourself experiencing with them at some point that you didn't get to. You have to grieve all the memories and all the things that you wish you said to them and did with them that you didn't. Grief is one of the most important things when it comes to navigating changes that we don't choose. So now that we've got out of the way how the lack of choice really blinds us from actually diving into that grief, I want you to reflect on whether you've been doing that yourself. Have you been stopping yourself from feeling the pain of something or someone that you lost just because you don't want to actually see that reality as part of your life? Because if you do, then you're actually going to have to feel the pain of that change that happened. Be honest with yourself. Sometimes people get stuck for a long time, years, and sometimes their whole life, thinking back to somebody that hurt them in some way or something that was taken away from them in some way, and they're still saying, they're still stuck on the part where they say, I didn't deserve that. That shouldn't have happened to me. You can tell yourself all you want what logic tells you. But if you don't take the time to feel what that betrayal felt like, if you don't take the time to feel what that lie felt like, you are trapping it somewhere inside of you, and it's always going to hurt when you think back to it. It's not enough to logic ourselves through our experiences and our changes. We have to be willing to open ourselves up to feeling them. Actually, when we feel them, we are prompted and urged to do something about them. When we allow ourselves to feel the pain of something, we are reminded of our worth, and we are reminded of the power that we have to no longer welcome something like that into our lives. So my invitation to you on your journey of accepting any change that you don't want is to allow yourself to feel the pain of it. If you miss a person who left you, miss them. Miss them until the missing is over, because it will be over at some point. You might try to distract yourself from missing them by reaching out to them. Don't do that. If you know it's not good for you, don't do that. But miss them. If you're angry with them, be angry with them. If you're upset that they did something to you that they shouldn't have done, be upset. If you miss someone that you lost to death, miss them. Sometimes we don't want to feel the feeling of missing them because we are so worried that this regret is going to bubble up inside of us for all the time that we didn't spend with them and all the things we wish we would have said. But miss them. And when that regret comes up, look at it as an indication of how much you love them. Because grief really is you having all this love inside of you and it literally cannot reach that person. You can't hug them anymore. You can't talk to them anymore. You can't be in their presence anymore. You can't have the same conversations. You can't feel that they're there anymore. You can't see them anymore. So allow yourself to feel those things. Hold some space for them instead of judging yourself for feeling them, and instead of judging yourself for not fully accepting the reality of the loss. We often forget that there are 5 stages of grief, not just one. We want to get to the point where we accept this change fully. But to get to the stage of acceptance, you're going to go through the denial, and you're going to go through the anger and the depression and the sadness and the bargaining where you try to wrestle with that reality back and forth. You're going to go through all of that before you get to acceptance. And here's another thing that I talk about in The Only Constant. Aside from grief, radical acceptance is absolutely essential when it comes to accepting changes that we really don't want. And I used to struggle with the concept of radical acceptance because I would think, I would never accept someone betraying me. I would never look back at an experience of someone lying to me or someone manipulating me or doing something they shouldn't have done and say, I accept that. I would never. I would never look at the death of someone I love and say, I'm okay with that. And I learned through time and experience and research that a big ingredient in radical acceptance is validating for yourself that if you had the power to choose this change, that you wouldn't. Validate that for yourself. That's a necessary ingredient in radical acceptance, that you validate that there's a part of you that is really pushing this new reality that you have away. But there's another part of you that sees reality for what it is and chooses not to live in denial of it anymore. That's radical acceptance, is that you decide that you will not try to control what you can't control. It's out of your control. But you'll never sit with yourself and say, just get over it. It's been enough time. You don't speak to yourself in that way. You've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again. What is fueled by shame is sustained by shame, and what is fueled by compassion is sustained by compassion. So if you're going to shame yourself into getting over that loss by saying, it's been long enough, you need to just get over it, you need to just be okay with it at this point, there's nothing you can do to change it, instead of saying, what is wrong with you for not being able to get to the point where you've accepted this? Instead of speaking to yourself in that way, and that voice really isn't yours, you've internalized that voice over the years from all the people who've taught you that that is the way to motivate yourself, by shaming yourself. But you decide, I no longer want to speak to myself in that way. I want to use the approach of self-compassion. I want to tell myself, I know how difficult it is to have received that loss. I know how difficult it is to have to go through all the feelings and the, I wish I did this and I wish I did that. And maybe if I did this in the past, I wouldn't be having to deal with this right now. You're going to go through all of that. So use the self-compassion approach and say, I might experience a few days where I'm so hard on myself and I think that this is all my fault, that it happened to me because I brought it onto myself, and I'm going to be really hard on myself and I'm going to decide during those days to hold space for the fact that my mind and my body is trying to make sense of, it's trying to solve this problem that I'm really trying to change. You just let yourself go through that. And like I said, we often try to distract ourselves from holding space for those feelings and thoughts and emotions by reverting back to trying to get that reality back again. Many people who leave a job that they were miserable at, if they spend a little bit of time unemployed, while they're looking for something else, they might just go back to that job because they don't want to deal with everything that's coming up. You're a failure. You're unproductive. You had such a good job that gave you good money and good benefits. Why would you walk away from something like that? They don't want to deal with all that chatter that's inside their head, with all the discomfort that they're experiencing in their body, so they'll go back to that. It's the same thing with relationships. It's the same thing with family dynamics. It's the same thing with certain friend groups that we have. It's the same thing. We often, because we don't want to deal with something that is no longer in our lives, that we have no control over, we might revert back to trying to get the past reality that we had. When we know maybe that reality actually cannot exist the way that it did before in our lives. We just know. Going back to a reality that you've already realized either doesn't serve you anymore, or a reality that doesn't want you anymore, is like leveling down. And I recently talked about leveling up, and I said, maybe leveling up is not about moving toward a higher level. Maybe sometimes leveling up is moving from the level that you are surrounded by, that you are being treated as if you are that at that level, when you know you are so much higher than that level. Sometimes leveling up is leaving the places that don't match our level. Sometimes leveling up is finally starting to work by your worth, finally starting to do what is right for you. So yes, be sad and upset over the things that you lost. And in these examples, know that I'm not talking about when you lose someone to death. I'm not saying, you know, level up from that and whatever. I'm talking about other things now. We've talked enough about the grief of death, I think, and I will talk more about it. But for now, I want you to think of all the things you lose, like a job, like a person that you really love, like a certain status that you had in your community or in your religion, in your religious community, in your family, in your friend group. I'm thinking about those things right now, things that were taken away from you or they ended, people abandoned you, people don't see you the same way anymore, they don't treat you the same way anymore. How do you accept what you didn't choose for yourself? There is a really big benefit in reflecting on the two core needs that we have as humans, connection and authenticity. Of course, when a connection is lost, it hurts. It hurts. Even the people who tell you it doesn't hurt. I am somebody who, if somebody walks away from me, I'm okay with that. There's a really powerful quote by a Palestinian poet, and I hope I'm remembering it right. His name is Mahmoud Darwish, and he says, "I don't beg anyone to stay, and I don't hold the hand of the one who wishes to leave." And I think it's so powerful for us to stop holding on to realities and people and connections that really don't want to be present in our lives in the way that honors our authentic self. Sometimes we hurt over certain bonds and connections breaking because of that core need that we have to feel connected. But if that connection doesn't welcome you as you are and the change that you're going through and you deciding to do what's best for yourself, then that's not true connection. And the only constant I say, true authentic love, and you can apply this to your job environment, true authentic respect, true authentic education that is meant for you, that actually adds something to your life, puts down the chisel and looks at you and says, "I welcome you as you are." It doesn't try to mold you into someone you're not. It doesn't try to change you or shame you based on the core of who you are. So when you have these two main needs, I hope that you choose your authenticity over your connection to people who don't welcome your authenticity. But what we often do is that we abandon ourselves to feel that connection. And what happens is we don't feel a good connection. We're still lonely and isolated on the inside. So when changes happen in your life that you don't choose, you don't have to sit there and tell yourself, "I'm just going to find something new to do and distract myself." You don't have to do that. You can feel the pain of that change entering your life, feel all the feelings. You can take the time to grieve the past that you thought you wanted, or the past. Sorry, I said it the wrong way. You have to give yourself time to grieve the future that you thought you had with that reality and to grieve all the past versions of you that existed in that reality and just take the time to feel all the feelings. The only way through is to actually feel it. And I can hear people who are extremely logical, like my co-host Stefan, saying, "But logic really helps you." And I know that it does. I know logic helps you. I think logic is an equal component in the importance of healing. But it can't be just logic. You have to allow yourself to feel the feelings. That's what's going to prompt you to actually accept that change and move forward with your life. Try also, when you are navigating a change that you don't choose, try to not take things personally. And I don't mean don't take things personally as in don't feel them. I actually mean feel the pain of something that's happening to you, but don't make it mean something about you. That's the definition of taking things personally, is that you make it mean something about you, or that you tell yourself, "I deserve that. I brought that upon myself." We don't want to take things personally in that way anymore. We want to feel how they feel. We want to validate for ourselves how they feel. We want to validate for ourselves how difficult it is to get through them. And that's how we get through them, bit by bit. You're not going to get to a point when you're trying to accept a change that you really didn't want. You're not going to get to a point where you are 100% completely living in a way where that just doesn't exist in your life anymore. You might in 10 years or 20 years, even after you get over it or you get through it, still think back to it and it still might hurt a little bit. And that's okay. That's a part of you that advocates for yourself. And that's beautiful. So try to see the beauty in the way that you experience certain things as opposed to being like, what is wrong with you? That was so long ago. It shouldn't feel that way. There's no such thing as it shouldn't feel that way. It does. And so you allow it to flow through you. It flows through you. It's going to hurt a little bit when it's passing you, but then it'll go away. If you found that this episode helped you, I invite you to get your own copy of The Only Constant. I talk about so many more strategies that you can use to accept changes that you don't choose. There is a whole section on resilience and self-compassion and ways in which you can develop those muscles and use them to get through all of these changes. I also talk about changes that we choose for ourselves and changes that we need to make in order to live an authentic life. I know that reading it or listening to it in my voice will help change your life. Until next time, have a wonderful day. And may you choose self-compassion over shame every single day. Take care.